We're very excited about the 2016-2017 RSO season, and it's a big one for us. It's the 60th anniversary of the orchestra, so we wanted to do some things that were a little different, and we had a lot of discussion on the direction we'd like to go. So instead of looking back, which is commonly done, an orchestra might look back at repertoire or guest artists that were exciting in the past, we decided to look forward. What is the best thing that we can offer? Where are we going? Who are we going to be as an orchestra? So we have 15 new works that have not been performed by the RSO before, and 4 new composers. So a high quality of repertoire, that's something our audience expects, and it's something that we like to provide, and so that's number one. After that, we wanted to have some visual components, ways to connect people visually to the orchestra, music that was thought-provoking, that was interactive. We also gave a lot of thought to our guest artist, and we have one that's going to return from the 15-16 season, Lorraine Min, who was a great hit with the orchestra and with the audience. Darren Sorley, one of our principal players, our principal horn, who's played with us for many years, and we have a really strong core of principal players that give us great leadership, and so we like to feature them. And then we also have Andres Diaz, who is a cellist, and we've not had him before. He'll be a new artist for us. So we're very excited about what we're going to be doing, and we're very excited about this new season because of the repertoire and because of where we're going.